stage. I'm Thomas Grooms from DC's new 105.9 The Edge, classic rock that rocks. And I'm going to be getting to the point before we shake down and jump on a hellbound train tonight. I want to tell you, there'll be no street corner talking. I know that's the blue matter. You know how that works. But would you please welcome the Kings of Boogie, the Savoy Brown Blues Band.
Thank you. something relatively new from the Steel CD. Let's do an old one now from somewhere in the 60s, from the Blue Matter album.
Thank you. relatively recent song also. Kim, is this from the Steel Disc or no? I see. Hey, I'm catching on, folks. Stick with me. In a couple of years, I'll have it. Anyway, it's a Lowell Fulson song called Monday Morning Blues.
Stay in.
Thank you.
A Savoy Brown story for you. The first time I ever saw him was on their first tour over here in 1969. Anybody see him on the first tour over here? Okay. Then we're not alone. Loved him. Loved him then. Now, hey, I'm in the freaking band. What the hell?
Yeah, it keeps me reminding me of that first date. I think weren't you in the opening act on that?
That came later, yeah.
Okay.
We opened for him in the band. I was in a place in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. I'm going down there thinking, we're going to cut these guys down. Well, we came back to New York with our tails between our legs because they shut us down.
So this is Joel. Of course, let me officially introduce you to the new singer of the band, Joel Whiten, on vocals here on saxophone. Say he's a big fan of the band. He hasn't quite got over the fact he's in the band yet. But we're going to do a song from the 60s that he remembers well, and I think I can still play it. It's a drunk song from the 60s. How about that? Don't get too excited. This was supposed to be an anti-drug song. I know people don't want to hear that. But the last verse was supposed to be the horrendous, warning to everybody not to go this route, but apparently nobody listened to the last verse. But they didn't get that far, They were nodding by the, halfway through the song, probably. But, so we stopped, we didn't play it, because we thought, oh God, what damage have we done? But hey, we're all a little older now, so let's do it. A song called Needle and Spoon.
Son of a wise man, son of a fool, I need a little something to keep my cool. I sleep with the sun and I ramble the moon, but I feel all right with my needle spoon. I feel all right with my needle spoon. My needle is broken. I feel all right with my needle is broken.
There's only one thing that worries my mind. The stuff it kills you and seems unkind. If you're married, you can divorce your wife. Or if you're married to Ace, then you're married for life. If you're married to Ace, then you're married for life.
Experiences in Southside Chicago when I went to the blues clubs, and they were a bit iffy, you know, because it was the 60s and it was Southside Chicago, and I was determined to check out the blues scene, so I came out one tour and I wanted to meet Willie Dixon, who was still a big hero of mine, and one of the great sort of poets of blues, isn't he? I mean, but where would we be without all that great material that he wrote? I mean, all the bands did it, all the bands rocked it up, and we all had, you know, great careers on the back of somebody as great as Willie Dixon. So anyway, I called and I wanted to meet him. How do I meet a blues giant like that, like 1970, who's in Chicago? I opened the phone book and there was his name, Willie Dixon. So it's a different time. So I called him up and he said, "Come on over." And he really was as nice as that. So I went over there and met little brother Montgomery that was at his house, and we had dinner. He took me to his studio. It was a lot of fun. So, but that's Those days are gone. You don't just pick up the phone now and talk to the people at music. They don't exist, I guess. But, and I'm not giving my phone number out in case.
I'll be glad to give it out to you, though.
Oh, dear. Well, that leads us to a blues. And it leads us to a Willie Dixon song.
There's the segue.
I just realized he set me up for that. Very professional, John. Here we go, Little Red Rooster.
Yeah. Time so far, and that was early.
Yeah.
I've got to play the V because everybody likes me to play the flying V. So. Yeah, here's a song from 1970 from the Looking In album. I know a lot of people like that one. Called Pogo.
the blues guitar, because when I finally met all the guys I really enjoyed and loved their playing, you know, because when you live in England, growing up, listening to the blues and trying to copy it, you know, you had all these romantic visions that they must have all these wonderful guitars and amplifiers. Well, of course, finally met the guys and they had, the guitars were, action was right up here, you know, and held together with tape and string and the guitars, it was amazing. And I played some of these guitars, I couldn't figure out how that possibly could be playing, but they did, you know, it was fantastic. So I was forever reminded that they were really true artists, you know, and so in honor of that, I haven't done a thing with this guitar. It's held together with tape, as you can see, and knob is missing here. This actually doesn't work. So try to be a real bluesman. So this is, we have a new CD out. Again, don't get too excited. It's a compilation of the last 50 years. It's called Too Much of a Good Thing. And you really should check it out. This is the title track, Too Much of a Good Thing. Thank you.
9B folks, I think of three people. The late, great Albert King.
Yeah.
The one and only Lonnie Mack.
Yeah.
And Kim Simmons.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in that order.
It's very good. He wants to keep the job as a singer, obviously. Go back to the 60s, and this was a protest song, but it wasn't like the normal thing. This was like a different kind of protest song, more internal type of protest. It's a thing called I'm Tired.
Thank you. trust me. Thank you. What, are you switching to that thing again? What the hell is that thing anyway? Looks like a praying mantis, doesn't it?
Nice thing about being a guitar player, you can bring all these guitars along. Now, what can you do as a singer? Now, come on, it's a light that they provide for you. This is the fun. As you can see, I reverted back to my old role with the band, which is at the side of the stage, which I enjoy very much. So, this is the seventh inning stretch, by the way, right now we're in the set, so just so you know what's going on. So, on the drums, we've got Garnet Grimm on the drums. And on bass guitar, Pat DeSalvo. Of course, Joe Layden on vocals and saxophone.
Yeah.
I know I came here for some reason, folks. Thank you. Yours truly, Kim Simmons. Thank you for supporting the show. Say to Chris Euler, who's the singer in the band at the time, I said, Chris, we got 2 years left, and that's, you know, I said, sort of.
So, how many do you got left now?
I don't know, I keep reassessing things every 2 years. Okay, I'm going to go right against what I just said. I'm going to take the side of the stage. I'm going to sing this next. This is the title track of my new solo acoustic record. It's called Out of the Blue. Out of the blue. you so much. I know this is uncharted territory for some of you guys, but and this next song's way uncharted territory for us, because we haven't just been, sipping the Yuletide drinks over Christmas. We've actually been working, and we've been trying to figure out some new material for next year. Actually, we're hoping to get a album for next year, which is 45 years of me being on the road with Savoy Brown. How about that? It's pretty good. Yeah.
That's scary.
Incredibly scary, especially when I was saying in 68 it was be 2 years and that was it. So we're going to try out a new song. Are we ready for it, Joe? And we'll see what we're going to do. We're going to try out new material as the year goes on to see what sticks and what doesn't stick, you know. And this is a song called. This is a song called Natural Man.
I ain't no Uber man.
Why not?
Yeah.
We're going to do that in a bit. If you want to check our website out, it's www.savoyground.com. You can also Facebook us now. We're doing that. I know. The technology.
Okay.
Me and Kim were working this out on the way right down.
Hold on. Everybody step back. Now, hold on a second. This is Pat. We worked this out. He was going to lay the whole good professional info commercial on you. You know, like, go on, Pat. You can do it.
Okay. We should do it from the top. If you have a thing called the computer, there's this thing called the internet.
Yeah.
It's fairly new. Okay. And if you want, you can get out of there. You can check out our website, and maybe it'll be updated correctly, and things will be fine.
And you've been working on this, huh?
Yeah, the way down, it's like...
I thought you were trying to sell us a car or something. I'm only teasing. I've known Pat for a Pat. Pat and I used to play in bands together for years. We're actually from the same hometown, and I kind of like Pat.
He was also my wedding, so it's
so you got the info, but you got all the info right and everything. And,
email us.
It's totally useless with a band like us. You know?
What's this email you're talking about?
I got the damn website.
I am very impressed with people's websites, but you can go there, right? And it's pretty much updated right now. Yeah. Okay, this is a song from the Looking In album. It's been called Leaving Again.
Thank you.
Town Train.
tell her?
We will do Tell Mama for you.
Thank you.
What have we left out?
Thank you.
Till my mama, she said, I think the devil's got control of you. But my daddy told my mommy, said the boy got the boogie. Yeah, the boy got the boogie. And it's got to come out. Yes, it's got to come out. Wow, it's got to come out.
Just
the new band. Thank you.